President Mike Bloomberg addresses nation on coronavirus in paid TV spot. By Joel B. Polak on March 1, 2020. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg will air a three-minute advertisement on CBS and NBC on Sunday evening in which he presents himself as if he were the president, dealing with the ongoing challenge of coronavirus. In the ad, via the New York Post, Bloomberg is seen speaking straight to camera, in a set decorated to mimic the Oval Office. He never mentions President Donald Trump directly, but implies a contrast with him. He says, "Good evening. I know this has been a very worrisome week for many Americans. The coronavirus is spreading and the economy is taking a hit. Markets have fallen because of uncertainty. At times like this, it's the job of the president to reassure the public that he or she is taking all the necessary steps to protect the health and well-being of every citizen. The public wants to know their leader is trained, informed, and respected. When a problem arises, they want someone in charge who can marshal facts and expertise to confront the problem. They want him or her to prepare for events like these in advance, with teams of experts. Communications must be honest and transparent, so people can be confident that professionals are in charge. Trust is essential. Government's resources must be focused, and priorities clear and consistent. Presidents have vast tools at their disposal, and they must be used effectively and decisively. And this includes building strong, cooperative relationships with nations around the world to prevent and prepare for pandemics and other global emergencies that cross borders. The Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health must be given all off resources necessary to do their job, free of political interference. Decisions must be based on data, and must empower the doctors and scientists whose job it is to keep us safe. As the former mayor of New York City, I know it is critical that the federal government work in close partnership with state and local leaders who administer services and deploy first responders. That requires putting politics and partisanship aside. I was first elected just weeks after the attack on September 11th, a massive rebuilding, security, and health challenge. In my 12 years in office, I dealt with a hurricane, a blackout, attempted terror attacks, the West Nile virus, and swine flu. My method of leadership was to plan ahead before the problem arrived. We worked with hospitals and first responders to develop plans in advance, to improve communication, and to invest in preparedness. Through the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins, I understood the challenges hospitals and medical professionals face, and we worked as a team to upgrade readiness. Each crisis is different, but they all require steady leadership, team building, and preparation. As Americans, we've faced many challenges before, and we have overcome them together by looking out for one another. I'm confident that is how we will get through this one as well. I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message. Bloomberg will appear on the Democratic Party primary ballot for the first time on Super Tuesday, in several states. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.